Bombas makes the most comfortable socks, underwear, and T-shirts.
Warning, Bombas are so absurdly comfortable you may throw out all your other clothes.
Sorry, do we legally have to say that?
No, this is just how I talk, and I really love my Bombas.
They do feel that good, and they do good, too. One item purchased equals one item donated.
To feel good and do good, go to bombas.com/listen and use code LISTEN for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com/listen, and use code LISTEN at checkout.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest 100% organic cotton sheets from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with sheets that feel breathable to sleep in. You'll experience the purest softness on night one and feel your sheets get even softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first set of sheets at BollAndBranch.com with code CUMULUS. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at Geico.com.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. Rocking on today's show is West Coast correspondent Al Jackson's romper, timeless slang, and Eskimo bros. You'll hear all that coming up in just a minute.
Hi, Jess Hooker here.
And I'm Chick McGee. Remember the Off the Air podcast?
I do.
We're back.
What?
That's right. It's on the Bob and Tom VIP section of the Bob and Tom, BobandTom.com.
Yeah.
Just hook yourself up with the VIP and wham, there you've got video of the show in the morning. You've got all the Bob and Tom 24/7 goodies and you get the Off the Air podcast.
Yeah. And you can sign up monthly or you can sign up yearly and save money.
Try it out. And then, of course, you're going to sign up you and your friends for the rest of your life. So do it now.
Yeah. Gift it.
It's time for Donnie's Mail Sack. Let's reach way down into Donnie's sack and find another listener letter. Here's Donnie Baker.
Dear Donnie, I don't know where to begin. I'm in my 30s and I can honestly say I have never had a serious girlfriend, and I don't know why. I mean, I have a lot to give. I am a likable guy in a management position with a good job and rollover minutes. The people who work for me think I'm the bomb, but little do they know I'm curious about the other side. I'm afraid if I try it, I'll never come back to girls. Signed, confused supervisor. Dear Randy, I knew it was your stupid letter as soon as I opened it up. And everybody already knows you're a docker diver, so it's no big secret anyways. And nobody thinks you're the bomb, Randy. So what if you got a cell phone? Hell, I get more action off my pager and I don't have to charge it up every night. And yeah, you can't be the bomb when you get mild sauce on hot wings. And why do you need a day planner when you only manage night shift, Randy? You ever notice how conversation always stops as soon as you walk in the break room? You ever notice how we all speed up or zigzag when you start walking behind us? And further proof is 2 months ago when I wrote that number on the stall door and you called it. I swear to God you did. Little Scotty and I were at the mall when the payphone rang. And you're lucky payphones don't have voicemail because I should forward what you said to Dishman. That's right, Randy. Ramon's just a made-up person. And you know by the time this letter gets back to you, I'll have said it right to your face anyways. So go ahead and write me up, Randy. Hell, write me up 100 times. Just let the paper pile up beside you, because you'll still be stuck in the closet. I swear to God you will. I gotta go.
The views expressed by Donnie's Mail Sack do not necessarily represent the views and opinions of the Bob and Tom Show.
I swear to God they don't.
It's our way of making sure you haven't missed anything. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Oh, let's see who's who here. There's Chick, there's Josh, I'm Tom. Christy Lee.
Yeah.
Is right over there, and we were just talking about something off the air that was rather interesting. There's Willie G and Patty G. There's Al Jackson. There's Hello. Al Jackson. Hi, Al.
Hi, Al.
I like the, is that a Hawaiian shirt you got on, Al?
No, Tom, hold on, I'm going to stand up.
Oh, it's over!
It's a men's romper.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
That's disappointing.
are those palm trees on it? I can't get a bead on it.
Yeah, and there's a bird.
There's a lot going on. There's palm trees. There's tigers.
Yeah.
And, you know, because Carole Baskin got eliminated, so I got to show her love.
Uh-huh. Now, see, this is... You can pull that off. I mean, I don't.
Well, wait a minute.
Don't pull it off right now.
The sleeves are a little short. I'm concerned about.
That's because of Al's big muscular arms.
Yeah, I know, but yeah.
Are we not going to talk about how Al owns the biggest microphone on the planet? I know it's visual, but
a big black microphone.
It is a BBM, and it looks.
Yeah, it is a BBM. It looks like a circumcised horse.
It looks like one of those back massagers that women pretend aren't vibrating.
Yeah.
Yes.
But it's black.
Has anybody actually used a back massager? Christy, I'm asking you.
Yes.
Do women just get back massagers? Why are they waterproof then? Stop it.
Why would I take it in the shower? I'm confused.
I don't answer any questions, Christy.
I thought that's what the detachable shower head was for.
Right. You don't need a...
Again,
whatever that is.
This topic is. So Al, that is really something. Can you stand up again? Are those so? It's a one piece. Does it have shorts or are those long pants?
No, they're shorts.
Oh. Okay, we're getting a little leg.
Oh, hello.
Okay.
Whoa.
And a little leg.
Do you wear that to bed?
No, you wear it out if you don't want anybody to talk to you.
That is really something.
Tom, I have like four or five of these. Now, you know, look, I'm just going to let everybody know this now. I ordered it probably 6 months ago, and I was sober at the time. So I don't even have that excuse. I have a purple velour one.
Wow.
And so, yeah, it's a lot to take in, but I wear it with my ascot. So I feel like that's on deck for next week.
Okay.
All right.
Can't wait.
Yikes. I could never get away with that.
I like it. If I saw Al like this at a music festival, some sort of outdoor thing in the summer, I'd go, that is a good look. I love that for you.
If you go to my Instagram, Al Jackson IG, if you scroll down maybe, I don't know, maybe like 10 back, you'll see a picture of me with my poodle and another one of my onesies, but the men rompers, I'm bringing up, they came back, they went away, but not for me.
Okay.
Again, a bold fashion choice.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, very, very good.
We've been talking history of all things today, Al, because the grandson of John Tyler, who was president, what, 1840 something?
Mm-hmm. 1841
to 1845. Grandson just died yesterday. Want to think about that.
Wow.
John Tyler born in 1700 something, and it's 2020, and his grandson just died. So he had a kid really late in life, and that kid had a kid really late in life, and that's... But he's famous for the... We were talking about Tippecanoe and Tyler, too. You remember that from history?
What was that? I know what that is. I don't know what that is.
Harrison was famous for the Battle of Tippecanoe, but they were going to go... But Tippecanoe and Tyler, too, is really stuck. I mean, I think we all remember that from history. They were originally going to go with just put the tip in.
Oh, yeah.
And the female vote. But the female vote, which didn't exist then, did not...
You mean in better times, Tom?
Hey!
the good old days.
Yeah.
I couldn't vote either.
Yeah, I was going to say, who's throwing stones here?
This has gotten suddenly very awkward. The guy in the romper can't vote. Enough of that talk. We got talking earlier this morning, Al. I was saying I have an affinity for 50s era slang.
Mm-hmm.
Especially of the beatnik realm, if you will. And Chick and I were thinking that the one word that has stuck around for the longest, I think, is the word cool.
I was going to say cool has made it. It's so interesting. We were talking in between commercial breaks about this maybe 2 days ago. I was saying that I was so surprised that the word dope made it from the 90s, because that was kind of like... I thought that was going to be a fly-by-night word, but I was looking at a Fabletics commercial, and the Instagram influencer goes, "These pants are so dope." And I was like, why? It just, like, it's crazy. What awesome, I think, has made it.
Mm-hmm. I think dis. I heard former President Bill Clinton using the word dis. And I went, wow.
Huh.
That is, I don't really see him listening to a lot of hip-hop. There are certain ones that stick around. I was saying that the groovy never really stuck. That always seemed to me to be ridiculous.
It was almost immediately dated.
Yeah.
Groovy, it seemed.
That's a good point.
It was kind of a jazz hipster. And hey, play that new side from Miles. You know, it's groovy.
Groovy was something the Brady Bunch would say. It was something hipster would say.
Or the stuff that you see in early episodes of Dragnet, where they have the hippie selling the jazz lettuce. Yeah.
The hatred of hippies on that show, Tom. I don't know what that guy had against them, but they really.
he could never get guys with long hair, so we would just get B-level actors and have them wear a headband.
Yeah.
They couldn't find any long hairs.
Are there any other words, Tom, you can think of that kind of have been around for at least like maybe 25 plus years?
Dude.
Dude, definitely. Dude is not going anywhere. And you would think that would be a very 80s. And even bro. I mean,
yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Bro's been around forever as well.
But a dude in the 50s would be Dude Ranch.
Exactly. Dude has, I mean, that's even way older. Starting, you know.
But yeah, for dude, like, hey, dude, you know. Dude,
right.
Like, hey, bro. Yeah. And bro, I think, like many great of sort of slang terms, emerged from the African American community. I remember being at an airport and there were all these guys. They were in some organization. They were all black guys, and every one of them had on their shirt, it would say like Bro Davis, Bro Michaels.
But, really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
That was a Hopkins Airport. You're familiar with that one.
Cleveland, shout out.
Yeah. Bro, dude. But again, if someone said groovy, unless they were trying to be ironic, it has that dated thing. Yeah. Now, what is a pad used to be the play? Hey, go back to my pad. What is the current parlance? What do you say now, Josh?
Me?
That's Al.
I'm talking to Josh. Yeah. Looking at Al.
Oh, I.
Because Al, you have a home now with a lawn that has to be mowed.
It's
say
crib?
Do you say crib?
And cribbo, remember?
Oh, yeah. No, I've never used crib. No.
Yeah, I could not get away with crib.
No.
I will say this, Al, you know me. And in my house, there still is a crib that my little girl sleeps in. What do you say? Did you say my place?
Yeah, I would say place or house or, I mean, I'll say pad when I'm being sort of ironic.
I think people say home even if they live in an apartment.
See, home bothers me a lot. I don't like it when people say.
I think they say house is what
When realtors say, well, we're selling you a home, that really bugs me.
I probably say place.
Because you're buying a house. A home is different than house. And they've.
Well, yeah, but a house is going to be
it's the same way that car dealers have turned pre-owned. I mean, what genius thought of that? You mean used? Okay.
That is, pre-owned was a genius marketing
move.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, they did that with clothes with vintage.
Sure.
Yes.
I mean, think about a lot of the thrift stores are called vintage stores now, and I don't think people feel as bad buying them, whereas there's nothing wrong with used, but human beings just don't like that word.
Yeah.
Yeah. So do you say, do you refer to your place as your crib with a straight face?
Nah. I'll say my spot, probably.
Your spot. Okay. Christy?
Yeah, meet me back at my spot. I'll be there.
Hang on a second.
Wait a minute.
Do you have a spot?
Well, there's the A spot.
Some people
got your B spot. Sorry.
Yes.
So, Al, getting away from 50s, 50s stuff, do you ever say, I can dig that?
He's got a chuckle.
I
out
actually,
of that.
Honestly, Tom, you know, I would love to make fun of you. I will say that I usually text that, like, "Oh, I can dig it," or "I hope you dig it." Like,
really?
If I send somebody a script, I'll be like, "Oh, I hope you dig it." I will do that.
Yeah, I can't get away with that one.
Well, no kidding.
Chicky, you're not into the word "dig."
Yeah,
I use it too. I'll say, "Oh man, I dug that movie." I do use that. I do.
Yeah,
say
there you
it.
Go. See, you're kind of hip.
You're hip.
I think I'm. I think whenever if I'm being hip, it's definitely ironic. Like people would see it as being ironic.
Really?
Like he's so not hip by using hip terms.
Yeah, if you look up "not hip" in the dictionary, my picture's there, Al.
That's why we have this segment.
So, give me some more contemporary stuff. I'm ready for my quiz. Let me get a pen. I'm ready to go. Go ahead, Al.
Tom. We don't have a lot of time, so let's get right to it. Why don't you tell the whole world what a baby leg is?
Oh, the baby leg.
I don't know. Is this A baby leg. Is the baby leg in some kind of activity? If you would say I was taking my baby leg. Nope.
What? It's an activity.
It's an object. I'll give you that.
Okay, so I took my baby leg. I Josh, do you know this one?
I'm just going to, I'll ask what some of us are thinking. Yeah. Does it mean penis?
No, but I've heard it used as that.
Okay.
But no.
That's really gross.
Yeah, well, of course.
I thought that was baby arm,
yeah,
by the way.
Baby arm.
Yeah, yeah, baby arm holding an apple, right?
Yep, you got it.
Yeah, there you go, Jake.
Yeah, that's
just call it what it is.
Yeah, right? That was Austin Powers' line.
That's from from the song by the Tubes.
A baby arm
it
holding
is?
An apple?
That's where it came from.
Yeah.
She's a Beauty or another one?
I don't know. White Punks on Dope, one of those.
Huh.
Baby leg. Can you use it in a sense, or would that give it away?
You know.
Does it mean a shaved leg?
No.
It doesn't mean a leg.
Oh, it doesn't mean a leg?
No.
A shaved leg.
What?
A baby leg.
Like you say, hey, listen, on our first date, I got a little baby leg.
I can see that.
Have you ever heard, Al, have you ever heard the term dirty leg for a woman of easy virtue?
Yeah, she's a dumb man. I tell you, he's dating her.
Boy,
talk about a dirty leg.
She's a dirty leg. Tom uses that all the time.
Yeah, what was the term we learned yesterday, Willie, that you taught me?
Well, regarding what? About the brothers?
Eskimo.
Oh, yeah, Eskimo brothers.
Al, do you know what Eskimo brothers are?
Absolutely, I have a couple.
Really? I have never seen Al look that happy.
There you go. He did get that really nice smile.
I had no idea. An Eskimo brother would be if, say, both Ace and Josh had carnal knowledge of the same woman. This is a really awful term. They'd be Eskimo brothers. Although the term Eskimo, as you know probably from your show, Al, the Daily Blast, did you discuss the fact that the Eskimo pie is now called the Edie's pie? Well, I think eating Edie's pie seems to me to be more.
Yeah.
It does.
Yeah, but yeah, so you know what Eskimo brothers is. Well, good for you. I'd never heard that term.
It's when you share a special bond with another one of your friends that you probably didn't know going in.
Or a venereal disease.
Or one of your younger brothers.
Whoa! Oh,
wait a minute. Something just happened. Something just happened to Josh's fishing trip. Okay, so we're still trying to figure out what baby leg means. Do you know what it is, Willie?
No.
Okay, baby leg. Is this used in contemporary culture by any particular ethnic group?
Yeah, black folks would say it when they're smoking a blunt.
Hmm. Oh, I see. So give me some baby leg. That means that...
Or let me hit that baby leg.
Oh, so it's a blunt?
So it's a really big big blunt.
Okay. Yeah.
So wait a second. Now, I got my marijuana parlance is a little bit limited. Is a blunt the one that you make out of a cigar and hollow it out?
Yes, perfect.
And then a spliff is the gigantic one that looks like the one in the Cheech and Chong movie. Is that correct?
That's correct. People don't say that's a word that didn't make it.
Spliff?
Yeah, that was big in the 90s, yeah.
That's a real term in Jamaica.
Every rap song had the word spliff in it.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Wasn't spliff a Jamaican thing with Bob?
When I refer to spliffs, that means it's a joint rolled with cigarette tobacco in there.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Okay.
They do that in Europe a lot. It's they get you dizzy. I don't know what it is about the Tabasco. Black man, I always think about hot sauce. No, tobacco in there, but it makes you dizzy. It's weird. I don't like it.
Yep.
Okay, so a baby leg.
So, yeah,
we were having a marijuana event.
here we go.
Christy whipped out a baby
leg.
Yeah,
that'd be me.
I think I took a big tug off of it.
Tug? You took a tug off of it?
Be a little more casual about it. Say, hey, Al came over. I split open a white owl. We twisted it up, and we shared a baby leg.
Oh, yeah. That's nice.
Yeah,
that was perfect.
It was Swishers when I was growing up.
Yeah, white owls, yeah. Swishers. There's a lot of them.
Mm-hmm. A white owl, that's the cigar, right?
Yeah, there's Dutches.
No, that's you, a wise old white man. White owl. That Griswold's a white owl.
So the two dudes running for president, they're both white owls.
They're both white owls, yes.
that can't really offend anyone. Yes, it can, you ass. I'm sorry I was breathing. Did I pick a candidate? No. Al, great stuff, as always. You can see Al on the Daily Blast. You're not going to wear that on TV, are you, Al?
Today's my day off, and on my day off, I'll wear my rompers.
Yes.
All right, good for you.
Now, have you ever worn that into the set?
I'm not doing anything today.
Have you worn that into the set ever?
Oh, yes, of course. I mean, I'm asked to take it off immediately. But, yes, I wear this around human beings. Like, I do not care, Tom.
Why don't you guys should do pajama day.
Those aren't pajamas.
Huh?
Those aren't pajamas.
Yeah, you want to do that, but we're a live show, and I'm sure the one day we do pajama day, there'll be a breaking news.
Exactly.
And talk about a mass shooting dressed like.
Yeah. Yeah, that's why, Al, I've been saying for years, that's why when you have a traffic guy named Fred Zeppelin and he has to report from the flaming school bus, it's a little awkward.
Let's wait here after report with.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Expert entrepreneur Ed Milet is on a mission to max out your life.
I exist here weekly so that you can make your dreams come true, become the man or woman you're capable of, and then pay it forward.
It's time to get laser focused on peak performance.
Clarity equals focus, and focus equals success. That's what I'm here to do every week with you. Max out.
The Ed Milet Show. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.